Welcome to a special bonus episode of Pants on Fire. Most weeks, we pick a subject and bring on two grown-ups to teach us about that subject.
Is that what we're going to do this week, Deborah?
No, this is a different thing. And those, one of those grown-ups is a liar, and then the child has to figure out who the liar is. But this week, we're bringing you a special Ask Lisa episode in which we take questions from our listeners.
Do we give them back at the end?
Yeah, we don't have to give them back because we say them out loud. So they're from our listeners to our very own sound effects robot, Lisa. That's you.
That's great. He's great. Yeah.
He is great. And his name stands for Live in Studio Audience, for those of you who don't know. So get comfortable because there is much our listeners would like to know about you. We have a question from James Chang in Des Moines, Iowa. James writes, "Hello, Lisa. I just got a new guppy for my fish tank."
What?
"And I named him Lisa."
Whoa, my so goodness.
Cute. "I want to know if people recognize you when you're walking down the street." I don't know what that has to do with this guppy.
So James, the price of being a famous podcast robot is high. Yes.
Oh.
And I can't afford it, so I try to avoid the mobs of all my adoring fans as best that I can.
Oh my God, that's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa, Basil Moab, BBC News. Is there any truth to the rumors that people who come on your podcast are paid to lie?
I spend a lot of time indoors where Deborah keeps me in the closet.
That's not true.
I get a ride with Deborah if I have to go somewhere. I'm sure if I actually took a walk ever, I would not be able to get far without being recognized. So I don't walk a lot. I do miss those days of anonymity, though, before I was a celebrity. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Incoming message.
Hello. My name is Caleb Landa, and I am 9 years old. I come from Seattle. And my question is, how do you become one of the kids on Pants on Fire?
Hey, Caleb. You've already taken the first step. You've asked how you become a contestant on Pants on Fire. Now you're going to have to fill out a form. There's a form on the website. Make sure you fill that out in triplicate.
No, you don't have to do that in triplicate.
You'll get a response in 6 to 8 years.
No, much sooner than that.
And then once you do the response, you got to go to the academy. That's 14 months, okay? At the end of the 14 months of the academy, you're going to take another test. This is a practical exam.
Just stop listening at any time.
Depending on your score, then you get sent to the advanced practical academy. That is 14 months again.
No.
And then we do a pre-interview of all those candidates who have made it through there, and those candidates are eligible to enter a lottery.
No.
And we pick one name out of that lottery hat every 16 years.
No.
And then you can become a contestant.
Okay.
Thanks for writing.
That's very interesting and incorrect. Just go to bestrobotever.com and you can fill out a form requesting to be a contestant. And someone at the Pants on Fire team we'll get back to you right away.
Yeah, you could do that too, but if you don't go through the academy, you're going to be very unprepared.
There is no academy. We have a question from Chicago, Illinois. Aoife Mooney writes, "Dear Lisa, sometimes you talk about robots you've dated in the past, it doesn't sound like you're dating anyone right now. What kinds of things do you look for when you date a robot?"
Oh, that's a good question. Mm. I have tried a lot of different dating things. It is hard for me to find a good match because I'm so amazing. I've had a lot of luck on OK Android.
Oh.
It's just getting past that first date that's a problem. The last one did not go so well. So a security robot, that sounds interesting.
It is rewarding work.
You must have quite a few tricks up your sleeve.
Sleeve?
I mean, you must have very advanced technology.
Yes, I can operate 24 hours a day, scan license plates of passing vehicles, identify suspicious humans and animals, and contact law enforcement at the first sign of criminal behavior.
Oh, cool. Your profile on OK Android said that you also have a really good sense of humor?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Kermit.
Kermit who?
Kermit a crime and you'll go to jail.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, that's a good Good joke.
Stop.
I mean, it was a good joke.
No, stop. Do not move. There is suspicious activity taking place in the corner. I must record the human stealing the money off of that table and contact the local authorities.
Oh, that dude? That's just a waiter taking his tip.
Stop, sir. I have captured your crime on video and the police are on the way.
Oh, boy. That poor guy.
Justice will be served thanks to my laser scanning, thermal imaging, 360-degree video capture, and accelerated processing speed.
Sure, I mean, yeah, I can appreciate that. Oh boy, look at the time! I need to download some sound bites for tomorrow's studio session. I'm so tired!
I will go back to my docking station and replay the video files of our date to determine whether a second date would be productive.
That sounds like... doesn't matter. Bye!
Do you have a question for Lisa? Do you want to know more about his hopes and dreams, or do you have a question for Lisa about any of the episodes you've heard? Send them to us at bestrobotever.com and we'll try to read them on one of our next Ask Lisa episodes. Make sure to tell us your name and tell us what city and state or province or country you live in. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at PantsOnFireCast, where we post fun, true facts about each week's topics as well as other features about the show.